Is anybody here from Richmond? All right, I don't know you. I don't have anything to, if you see me, and this goes for everybody, by the way. If you see me on the street after this, and you're like, oh, hey, that's that girl in that Stoop story, you know? I'm gonna totally disavow any knowledge of having said this, because I can honestly tell you that if my mother knew that I was doing this right now, she would be furious at me. So just FYI, don't like come up to me and be like, hey, by the way, remember that secret you told? Because it's still a secret to people that are in Richmond, Virginia, everyone. So when you go there, don't go spreading this around. So I'm from Richmond. My father's family is from Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, and they are always starting some kind of trouble. Like, they're always doing God only knows what. I'm the first one of my cousins. I have two older cousins. I'm the first one to graduate from high school. I'm the first one to hit 18 without at least two children. So I've got, I'm kind of, my family, my dad has sort of tried to make sort of the good side of the family. You know, we're always sort of the ones that are not, that are, you know, achieving. And my mom's side of the family, my mom is originally from Wisconsin, and from a very, you know, very Midwestern, you know, sensibility. My mom's parents, my grandfather was a tractor model. He was a model for tractors. And so we have all these really great old pictures of him, like, standing next to a tractor, you know, hand on a tractor, looking very, like, swarthy. You know, swarthy, that's like pirates. Like, very, like, you know, tough and Midwestern. And my grandmother was very beautiful, and she was very artsy, craftsy, homemakery. She really loved to make things, and she actually, I learned a lot of my arts and crafts. Those of you who know me know I'm very, I love to make things. And so I got a lot of that from my grandmother, who taught me how to crochet and how to knit and how to, you know, tat and all sorts of other fun arts and crafts that I can show you sometime if you want to continue that tradition. So, and I really do. So when my grandfather passed, when my mother's father passed, it was 2002, and he had been a smoker, and so he lost a battle with emphysema, and it was very, very sad when he passed. But he'd always been kind of crotchety to me. Like, he'd never really, you know, we'd never really had a really close relationship like I had with my grandmother. Like, my grandfather would come, you know, they were living in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri at that point, and they would come visit, and my grandfather would say things like, you know, Sarah, show me the internet. And so I would, like, go over to the computer and turn it on, and then he would be like, and, you know, we're waiting, and then, like, this, you know, Yahoo comes up, and he's like, is that it? And you're like, yeah, that's it, Granddaddy. And he's like, really? That's it? That's the internet? And you're like, yeah. And he goes, well, how do you turn it off? And that's sort of my relationship with him, was showing him how to turn things on and then subsequently how to turn them off. But with my grandmother, it was, and they had been very much in love. They had been together since high school, and they had, you know, just spent all of their time together. And so my grandfather passed really close to Easter, and then my grandmother made it another year almost to the day, and then she passed away as well. And when my grandfather passed, my mother had driven out, had gotten in the minivan, and driven from Richmond to Missouri to pick up her mother and her two sisters to drive my grandfather's ashes to Wisconsin to spread them on the burial plots that they had bought. And my father had not been able to go with her. I have a younger sister that has Down syndrome, and so and he had to work, and so there had been all these different things, and my father had not been able to go. And he felt very badly about this. So then at my grandmother's funeral, we are all standing there in the receiving line. The funeral had been really, really beautiful. It was just really great. All these people kept coming up to us, like we, you know, we were so far away from them, and we always thought, you know, it's so great that all that she, you know, talked about us all and remembered us so fondly, as we always thought about her. And so, so we're all crying, and it's kind of weird because my youngest sister doesn't understand why we're all crying. She just knows everyone's upset, and so we're trying to keep her calm, but we're all really upset. And so I just have this really great image of all five of us standing in line, shaking people's hands, and my father has his arm around my mother, and he says, "Judy, you know, this time I am gonna come with you when you go to scatter the ashes. I want to be there with you. I want to, you know, I'll take off work. Just let me know when you're gonna go so I can go." And my mother says, "You know, Stan, you don't need to. Like, I don't need you to go with me." And he says, "No, you know, I want to be with there. I want to be with you there. You know, I want to support you." And she goes, you know, and he says, "And plus, you know, there's a whole bunch of people I have never met." He goes, "You know, I've met all of your dad's side of the family, you know, on all these trips. When we've gone, you know, when we had gone to Wisconsin, we had met a bunch of, you know, his family. But he's like, there's still some people on your mother's side of the family that I would like to meet." And Mom says, "Stan, you know, really, you do not need to come. Like, I can do this. I can go, you know, by myself. I'll take Nancy. We'll go. It'll be fine." And my dad's like, "No, you know, I'm gonna go. I want to be there with you, you know." And they're kind of, we're all standing there. We're still, you know, teary, shaking hands in the meantime. And my father says, "You know, well, what's the deal? Like, why can't I go with you? I want to go with you. I want to support you." And my mom goes, and she gets that look of like, "Drop it. Like, just drop it." And my dad, you know, is like, "Why can't I go with you?" And she goes, "Stan," she goes, it's about meeting the people. You know, it's about meeting my mother's family." And he says, "Yes, it's about, I haven't met those people. I want to meet them." And she goes, "Stan, there's no other people to meet." She goes, "It's all the same people." And my dad looks at her and says, "What do you mean? It's all the same people." And my sister and I are like this. This is my impression of me and my sister. "What? Wait a minute, what? It's all, what do you mean it's all the same people?" And she goes, "Shh." She goes, "It's all the same people. They were cousins. Shh." And we are like, "They were cousins?" And she goes, "Shh, that is not nice. We do not talk about that. That is not nice." And that way that my mother gets that, like, you know, and her mother before her got that eyebrow, you know, the like, "Don't you talk about this. It's not nice to talk about." And so my sister and I look at each other and it hits us. We are inbred. I'm inbred. I'm inbred. My grandparents were cousins. They had the same grandparents. My grandparents had the same grandparents. And it's like, you think to yourself, "Oh, I'm inbred." Like, so many things start making sense at that point. You're like, "Oh my God, okay. Well, no wonder I'm missing half of my teeth. You know? No wonder I only have one kidney." You know, things that you're thinking like, "Oh, no wonder I'm bad at math." And then you start like, you know, attributing all of these like really awful things about yourself to having been inbred. You know, and then it's funny because in retrospect, I've had people say to me, "No, cousins, that's not, you know, that's not too bad. Like, yeah, that's legal. You know, that's legal in a lot of states, depending on where you are." But then, and then it sort of leads you to this whole thinking of like, well, how inbred do you have to be inbred? Is it like getting a college scholarship or something? Like, how inbred do you have to be to be inbred. And so I've sort of kind of come to a realization that you're only as inbred as you feel in your heart. You know? And I'm feeling pretty inbred right now. Thank you very much.